one of the biggest mistakes we make is to think that being faithful is a thing in our heads that we just decide to do, or a matter of willpower that could be contained in a New Year's resolution. In reality, patient fidelity is a gift from God. For sure, it will involve choice and an emotional commitment on our part. It will lead to death to myself more and more. But it is fundamentally a grace from God. Anticipating its power during this holy season, perhaps coming into great touch with my poverty and the areas that can call to me for patience and fidelity, allows me to turn to God to ask for the gift. To desire is to know what I need and to long for it. In the days ahead, while the memory of how our God faithfully comes to save us, let's open our hands in prayer to beg for the gift of patient fidelity. The more we ask, the more we create a space in our hearts to long for the gift and receive it. The more we long for the gift, the more likely it will be that we will cooperate with the grace we receive. Then our hands will be open, holding out our whole lives in trust. Lord Jesus, my life is in your hands. It has always been your gift. I know you want me to use it better than I am now. I hold it all here for you to take it and receive it. I surrender my life to you today, knowing you will teach me to imitate you in fidelity. I hold up my poverty, my anxiety, all my sadness. I surrender them to you today, trusting that you will fill me with enduring patience. My desire is to be with you in all the places you were not afraid to go. My desire is to be transformed, freed, filled with joy, that I might join you in loving as you have loved me. With open hands, I ask you to send me to be with others in all the poor places of their lives. Give me your love and your grace, and I will be at peace in my poverty, and ask only for the grace to serve you more and more.